Time is the most precious resource we have. It is finite, and, you know, how you use it is one of the biggest decisions that you can make in your life and in your business. So what can we do to maximize our time? That's what I'm getting into today. Hello, I'm Olivia D'Souza. I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm a content and podcast expert. I support visionary entrepreneurs and leaders passionate about living with purpose. Join me as we explore podcasting, life, business, and authenticity. Subscribe for meaningful conversations with a business buddy who gets what it's like. Welcome to Magnetic Pod. I'm stepping in the next little me. I'm here to be everything I can be. I absolutely think that we can't do everything by ourselves, and that's the bottom line. So the way to maximize your time is to get help, pure and simple. Now, there's a saying, and I've mentioned it before, is that you have the same 24 hours as Oprah, and that is, of course, absolute bullshit. You don't have the same 24 hours as Oprah because Oprah employs a whole bunch of people. Now, I did a quick Google search to try and find out who she employs, and it was too much, would have taken too much to figure it out. But like, let's just say at least 100. So let's say she's got 100 people she employs at 8 hours a day. That's 800 more hours she has a day than you. So, okay, you don't have the budget of Oprah, but... And when you look at Oprah, for example, where does she spend her time? Well, I don't know her personally, so I don't know. But what I do know is that she creates the content. She does spend her time on the things no one else can do. So she is the face of her brand. She will be there in her photo shoots. She will be there recording her podcasts and making her videos and television shows. So she's there to create content. So that's a pretty good sign that creating content is a good way to spend your time if you are the face of your business. And for most of you listening, you are. And so creating content is a great way to spend your time. But I think the reason that I keep getting back to doing what I do with done-for-you services is because I genuinely want to tangibly help people. And so the best way that I want to do that is by giving them time. That is the thing that I want to be able to do for people, is give them time, because time is the most precious thing that you have. So in any area of your life, really, if you can afford to, don't do the things that you don't need to. Be the face of your business, but record it, save it in a Dropbox, and leave the rest to someone else. And that's why I think podcasting in particular, people can find very time-consuming if they try to do everything themselves. But it's also the least time-consuming if you figure out that you can just set everything up, record it, and especially if you put a video on, do that, and there's one activity that does everything else for you. Because if you leave it in a Dropbox and give it to someone like me, for example, that can turn into your social media content and your long evergreen SEO-friendly content that gets you found everywhere. And it can also be the thing that helps you do some business networking, because you can have guests on your podcast and you can use it as leverage to be on other people's podcasts. So it's one activity that does your business networking, your content creation, and then you can not do anything else. Forget about editing it. Forget about uploading and doing everything yourself, if you possibly can. I mean, all right, you're going to say I'm biased because that's the service I provide, but I genuinely do this service because I want to elevate people and their voices and give them time. I want to give them something tangible. I don't want to just, you know, sell a course that you never, not to, I probably will sell a course, to be honest, but I don't want to sell a course that you don't actually use, or that you still feel overwhelmed about actually doing the things. And I don't want to just, you know, sell an image and just talk at you and sell you hope. I want to tangibly give you time. I want to tangibly give you a thing that you can put out there that will draw your people to you. So if any area of your life, if you don't need to do a thing and someone else can, are you spending your time as wisely as you possibly can. You know, why not give something to someone who's an expert who can do it faster than you and spend your time thinking about your business, thinking strategically, launching your things, or maybe just having some more time for yourself so you can think clearly, getting some exercise in, spending time with your family. Time is the most precious thing that we possibly can have. And I feel even more strongly about that because in recent times I've had to I need help. I have a team and somebody had to leave a little while ago due to personal reasons. And so I, in that interim of finding someone new, didn't have as much time to do those things myself. My main focus is making sure the clients get their stuff and my stuff ends up being not the priority. And it just reinforces to me that the same applies to you. The same applies to everyone. We're all in the same boat and experience the same challenges a lot of the time. And so, yeah, I think the old saying about not being chief everything officer, be the chief executive officer. And then you have an entrepreneurial mindset instead of employee mindset. You free your mind to be able to think more creatively and to, yeah, have a bigger vision for yourself. So how would you like to spend your time? If you could get your time back, how would you spend it? Are you spending is there an area in your life where you could outsource and spend your time differently? If that's possible for you, I highly recommend. And, you know, it might not be podcasting, it might be having a cleaner or something, but I think if you can maximize your time by doubling yourself and getting someone else to do the stuff that you would otherwise be doing, then that is one of the wisest ways that you can invest your money. What do you think? I would love to hear from you. If you enjoyed this, please share it on social media and tag me, leave me a review, and I will see you in the next one. Bye. I'm stepping in the next level me. I'm here to be everything I can be. Like a snake, I'm shedding my skin to be my one next level me. I'm stepping in the next level. Hello, it's Libby here. Have you ever wondered about what the key elements are that make a podcast truly stand out? Or maybe you're thinking about starting your own special podcast and feel a bit overwhelmed and don't know where to start? Well, I have something for you. Introducing the Ultimate Podcast Checklist. Da, 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 da. It's a step-by-step guide that covers everything from the initial brainstorming to advanced growth strategies. It's the perfect companion for both new and seasoned podcasters. And the best part, it's absolutely free. Da, 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 da. To grab your copy, simply head to the show notes of this episode and you will find a direct link there, and then away you go. Remember, every podcast started with that initial spark and the right resource. So let the ultimate podcasting checklist be yours.